pointing is this now?
Yeah, no, it's you know, it's been a tough day up to this point, and Felix has been such a massive part of our team. Best closer in the game. It's been amazing to watch him do what he does. And you know, last night sucked. I mean, it's bottom line. And we're hoping the best for him. I just feel for him. And you know, we got to move forward. We have guys step up and go from there. I don't know at this point. I mean, it just kind of just happened. So you feel like where we are right now with our bullpen, feel good about a lot of guys, the way they're throwing the baseball. I'll try to match up, you know, like tonight, I'll just match up the best I can.
Brandon, Mike said that, you know, there's obviously the damage to the UCL, but are there any other tests that are going to be done between now and, say, the next couple of days?
Yeah, he's still undergoing testing and letting it calm down a little bit too. But I think we're still unclear on some things, and you know, we're hoping for the best. No, he's not in a lot of pain. He's you know, I was with him this afternoon a little bit. Obviously, very disappointed, upset, and rightfully so. And it was hard to watch him get the news, and you know, I just feel for the guy. I love the guy so much that it's hard to watch somebody. You know, in pain like that.
When you saw 1-2 on the pitch, were you hopeful because it wasn't like it was 89-90 that maybe it wasn't too serious?
You know, I could tell something was not right the way he finished there. I didn't know if it was you know, his knee or if it was a lower half injury or what it was. But when he turned back around, I knew something wasn't right, and you're hoping for the best when you go out there. Yeah. Well, one thing that I'm really proud of our club, you know, even the years where we weren't as talented as other teams, but, you know, so these last 4 or 5 years to now we are, is that we have our guys, we have unbelievable character in our room. We have guys, you know, you guys talk about it, how we bounce back from tough losses and adversity, and this team's been through a lot. And this is just another one of those things. And I'm, you know, I'm positive that our team's going to bounce back from this. Obviously, people are disappointed and feel bad for him. We're hoping for the best news-wise. But we've done a great job of dealing with adversity as a team, and I expect guys to step up and you know, pick up the pieces for him. Message was more of just wanted them to know what was going on with Felix and not have them hear about it from other ways, but just wanted them to hear it from me and how we were going to you know, get through this. And he needs our support right now, and you know, he's loved by the guys in there, so I just wanted them to know what was going on. Yeah, we're excited about DL being here. You know, he's pitched well as of late in Norfolk, and hopefully he can be a big part of our pen or just kind of fit in, honestly. He's got a special arm. So we saw that last year at the end of the year, last year in September. And want him to just fit in, compete, throw a bunch of strikes, and let his stuff work. I'm hoping. He's playing catch right now. So yesterday went well. He threw a light side yesterday. Feels good. Just want to check all the boxes today, and then hopefully he starts tomorrow.